Of the folks who pray, nearly 71% pray for their family's well-being. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You know, when the Israelites got to the desert, they were given manna from heaven. Well, we may not have manna, but we do have New Manna. In these uncertain times, become food independent with New Manna's long-term storable food. Healthy, nutritious, dense meals, organic, non-GMO, taste great and last for over 25 years. Oh, and gluten-free is available. Order now and get 20% off, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just use promo code WAR. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775, or go to newmanna.com.
Some tense moments last night at DFW Airport after an emergency landing. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has the story.
It was American Eagle Flight 5957, operated by Mesa Airlines, traveling from Phoenix, that eventually landed safely at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport. Passengers were instructed to brace for impact due to mechanical issues. In a statement from American, the company informed USA Radio Network that the issue was a faulty fan. The fan was fixed, and the aircraft was placed back in service. I'm John Clemens.
A group of Ohio voters sat down with CNN to discuss how the president was doing in his first year in office. Let's take a listen to some of their responses.
He said he's going to make America first and he's going to bring jobs back.
Donald Trump said you're in lousy trade deals. We fix that, the jobs can come back.
Something that he said that really sticks with me is that he wants to give the power back to the American people, and that's something that I can certainly get behind.
Gino said he's okay with how President Trump uses Twitter.
But I know what he's done. And I'm starting to get an inkling why he uses Twitter in the way he does. Because if all he had to rely on is what people say about him, oh my God, I might not like the guy. But I love the guy. I love the job he's doing.
This was a panel of Democrats who crossed over to vote Republican in 2016.
And finally, back on this date in 1975, Barry Manilow hits number one for the first time with Mandy. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterton Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterton-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
All right. You remember that that scene in Godfather 1 when it's towards the end of the movie, and Michael is goes on his rampage. He's settling all the family's debts, and the classic scene of he shows up to visit his brother-in-law, and his brother-in-law is lying to him. It's like, Carla, don't insult my intelligence. It makes me very angry. That's pretty much my life. You watch anything in the news media, cable news, you read business stories, you follow the conventional wisdom of the day. It is a constant barrage of people insulting your intelligence. And yes, it makes me very angry. Anyway, we've got a bunch we're going to do today on that stuff. I'm going to tie in on kind of some of these how the world works segments and handle that. But anyway, want to start off with a story today. This is a great teachable moment story. Pretty familiar with the company Yelp, the app Yelp. It's become quite popular. I have to admit, I've used it a couple of times. This is out of Dallas, Texas. This Dallas business owner is accusing Yelp of hiding good reviews of his coffee shop after he refused to pay them for advertising. Bob Sinnott owns Toasted Coffee Kitchen in Lower Greenville. He said after months of nonstop phone calls from Yelp, he claims his favorable rating dropped after he finally told the company he would not pay for advertising. What I would compare it to? The mafia. You know, you do business with me or there's retaliation. Yelp is hiding many of his five-star reviews in the not recommended section because he chose not to pay for Yelp services. The sales pitch is pay us a monthly fee and we'll help your page. Claims there were constant phone calls and emails from Yelp pitching the company's services. Okay. Here is something for everybody out there. How do you think Yelp gets paid? This is important, people. Everybody pay close attention here. How do you think Yelp makes its money? How do you think your local lifestyle magazine makes its money? Oh, I get this all the time from all over the country. Lifestyle magazines will call me up. I'll give SRQ. They'll call you. We're doing an edition on the best financial advisors in Sarasota, Bradenton. I get one from Tampa. Oh, we got the best financial advisors from Tampa. Get one from Long Island. I mean, all over the place. All these lifestyle magazines. We want to feature you. Okay. What do you want to know? Feature me. Well, you have to pay us a certain amount of money and whoa. I'm not paying you anything. You just told me you're doing a thing. And again, it's kind of like this little dance, this little wink, wink, nod, nod dance. For crying out loud, Jordan Belfort could resurrect Stratton Oakmont. And if he paid the money, he would be featured as the best financial advisor in a magazine. How do you think this stuff works? Not even national magazines. Mr. Markowski, we think it'd be great if we could write up a piece on you if you run an ad and whatever. Get the hell out of here. Don't let the door hit the butt on the way out. And these are disguised as somehow stories or news. And they're not. And if you think it is any different at all with the major news networks, you're crazy. It's not. One of the worst offenders out there, and it's blatantly obvious. Watch Fox and Friends in the morning when they do their little bits on barbecuing or something that they've got going on. You know that those are paid ads, right? Those are like live reads. They're hidden as like lifestyle stories, but they're paid for. I uncovered. This is going back years. This had to be 2004, 2005. I got to look up the column I wrote about it. The name of the column I wrote was Rawhide. And I got a hold of an advertising contract between Morgan Stanley and one of the major networks. And right in that advertising contract It said, if you are planning any negative editorial coverage of our firm, pull all of our ads. Pull all of our ads. So basically, again, major network, do they want Morgan Stanley's money? Yes, they do. Oh, Morgan Stanley's ripping off their clients. Morgan Stanley's involved in a dot-com collapse. Marry me. No. We can't run that. We want to get paid. Is it, you know, that phrase, perception is reality? Well, it's true. How many, I would launch into Bill O'Reilly back in the day. All the financial shenanigans taking place, dot-com, all that stuff going on. He didn't cover it appropriately. But if you took a look at the ads running on the O'Reilly Factor, you'd know why. It's all a lie. There was a scene in the show Mad Men. It was towards the end. I think it was the last season of the television show Mad Men. I'm a big fan of the program. And in that scene, you had this major advertising executive. This major advertising executive is boasting. He's boasting. And he said, in his boast, he said, I could get the New York Times to print Mein Kampf on their front page if I wanted to. I spend so much money. Your news is bought and sold like anything else. Like anything else, people. It is what it is. And this is especially true when it comes to Wall Street. When it comes to restaurants. Hey, the local restaurants in the area. Oh, the best restaurants in the area. Lifestyle magazine. That's all those restaurants that are listed by ads in that magazine. It's important to know, people, how... Listen, like I said, you know what? It is what it is. It is what it is. Okay? By knowing this, then you can pick these things up and you can take a look at it from a different light. And again, you know, when it comes to lists and top this and top that and who is the best at people, whoever cut a check. Anyway, going to take a break. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our site. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We get back. I want to talk a little bit about, this is kind of a big story. And again, it is a big see I told you so moment. I mean, it's taken, it's in the Wall Street Journal this past week. Well, it's only taken about 3 decades to figure this out. Something that we've been talking about on the program for years now. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We shall return.
I'm too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy for my shirt. So sexy it hurts.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-847-3191. That's 800-847-3191. 800-847-3191.
If you're considering putting hardwood, bamboo, or laminate floors in your home, there's only one thing you need: a free Lumber Liquidators catalog. Lumber Liquidators has unbeatable prices and the best selection of high-quality flooring anywhere. Call 800-258-5079 for your free catalog. It's filled with great tips, ideas, and deals on hardwood, bamboo, and laminate floors. We buy direct from the mills, so you get the best quality at incredibly low prices. The Hardwood Floor Hotline is open 24/7 at 800-258-5079 to request your free catalog and see for yourself how we can help you get that gorgeous new floor you've been dreaming of. Hardwood floors add beauty and value to your home. So call 800-258-5079 today and we'll rush you your free catalog. Get the hardwood floor you've always wanted for prices you never thought possible. But you must call now. Call 800-258-5079. That's 800-258-5079. Again, 800-258-5079.
Bringing you more cowbell than those other financial shows. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Ah, boy. Like I said, stuff bothers me. I get annoyed by half-truths and lies. And every single time I see them, I point them out. I can't help myself. And you know, I point them out, too. So I'm pointing them out to, obviously, my kids more often than not because they're usually with me. And this story I'm about to get into reminded me of, it had to be about 8 years ago. I was going to my son's school. They were at a parent-teacher meeting. And it was a great school. It was back when I lived in Southwest Florida. And we go in and, you know, the kids are showing their little projects on the wall that they've got up there outside the classroom and the various different rights of being an American. And I'm looking at the projects and I look at my kid's project and then I see a project over here and I point out to my son, I said, "Son, this is wrong." And he kind of looked at me and he was young, but again, I pointed out to him. Kid who did the project said, "You have the right to a free education." And it bothered me. I saw that. It really, like I said, little things like that bother me. Because again, you're not teaching your kids properly. I said to my son, there's no such thing as free. It's not a free education. Your neighbors, our neighbors, are paying for you to go to school here. I'm paying for you to go to school here. It's not free. The taxpayers are paying. And this is why you owe it to our entire community to work your tail off at school and do an incredible job, the best of your ability, because they're all chipping in to send you here to this great school. And he, you know, I don't... No, hopefully it sunk in. I think it did. But it all goes to something that I talk about. It's called the fallacy of free. The fallacy of free. There's no such thing as free. Here's a story in the Wall Street Journal. and again, I read this today, and today, this past week, and I was like, you've got to be kidding me. This is like a master of the obvious story. I mean, I thought that everybody kind of knew this, but I guess not. Advisors at leading discount brokers win bonuses to push higher price products. At Schwab and TD Ameritrade, employees win extra pay and other incentives to put clients into products that are more lucrative for them and the firm. This is news. Let me ask everybody a question out there. Well, what, you think that these are high-level advisors, fiduciaries working at these discount houses? Do you? Do you think that all of their firms, all of their real estate, all of the ads that they run on TV, is it free? Do all of the staff at these firms work for nothing? They need to make money somehow, do they not? Oh, and you think that they're making it on their $2 trades or $5 trades or whatever they're charging? Here's the story. Investors who seek advice from discount brokerage firms might assume the counsel they get is impartial, given how these firms have rejected the old Wall Street model of working on commissions. First and foremost, again, I never really seem to understand this. Oh, it's a discount financial advisor. You know, I broke my thumb. I didn't break my thumb. I got this thing. It's called Gamekeeper's Thumb. This is about 5 years ago playing a football game on Thanksgiving. And unfortunately, the uncoordinated clod in the game, there's always one in the game, landed on me and my hand. And I had to have surgery. When I know I needed to have surgery, did I say, you know, I'm going to go try to find myself a discount surgeon? Or did I go to the best surgeon that I could find? It's amazing. Amazing. Oh, yeah, I'm going to get a discount finance. That's a great idea there. Ooh, fantastic. Because you know that they're really high quality, right? Article goes on. In fact, advisors at some of the biggest discount brokerage firms make more money if they steer clients toward more expensive products, according to disclosures from the firms and the people who used to work at them. That means customers could end up with investment products and services that are costlier than they need. You don't say. Wow. Gee whiz. What radio program has been telling you that for the past 18 years now? They just figured this out now? In their ads, oh, we don't work on commissions. What do you work on? What, you guys got a money tree somewhere? You've got to make your money somehow, somewhere. So you've got in-house products, stuff that they want you to push, that they have deals with, that they're getting paid on. Again, how many times have I told people about this? I cannot believe it's taken the Wall Street Journal this long to figure it out. But again, most people going to learn about this? No. No, most people don't read the journal. They don't. It's not going to make national news. It's not going to be talked about at the 6 o'clock news or any of the national news networks. They got more. They got Michael Wolff's book to cover. They're going to spend their entire time talking about that. Again, the fallacy of free. We here at Markowski Investments, we charge. We charge. Hey, we do everything and anything we can to keep our fees as low as possible. And they are by far the most competitive for a certified financial planning firm, by far. By far. Hey, but you know what? We don't do a lot of the extra stuff. No. I'm not taking you out golfing 4 times a year, and we're not taking you out to dinner all the time. First and foremost, we don't have the time to do that. Not that we didn't like to go out to dinner with you, like to do various different things. There's just not enough time in the day. It's not fair. It's not fair to you. It's not fair to all of our other clients. So we don't do it. And you know what? It saves our clients money. Gee whiz. But we don't work for free. Again, the fallacy of free. I'm shocked. You know, I read this, and again, it was almost like another instance of insulting my intelligence. It should have been plain as day. Anyway, I got another story I wanted to touch on as well here. Again, it's kind of how the world works. Bit. And this bothered me, too. We're going to do a bunch of these today on the program. I don't know if you heard about this. I found this fascinating. Is a U.S. drug maker has actually come up with a cure for blindness, a rare type of blindness. And it's utilizing this new technology called gene therapy, where it's kind of amazing. They go in and alter your genes by injecting a virus. It's a one-time treatment. One-time treatment. And people are up in arms at the cost of this treatment at $850,000. And I'm pulling my hair out, and I'm watching all of these people yell and scream, and you know, how could they charge so much? How much do you think it cost to develop this type of therapy? Now, this type of blindness only hits about 2,000 people in the country. How much money do you think it cost to develop this? Did you think that was free too? You think that was free? You think all of the doctors, all of the research scientists, everything that went into this, did it not cost anything? Again, people, we need to figure out some way we start teaching people at a younger level in schools how the world works. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Get there. Free consultation. That's right, free. Free. We're not charging for the consultation. No, but it's not free in the sense it costs us money because it costs us time. So technically it's not free. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Get there. Take advantage of all the great stuff we have. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News.
The most responsible thing we can do for our military and for the country is to keep the government open, pay our troops, put aside the games, move forward, and continue to negotiate with each other in good faith.
House Speaker Paul Ryan at his weekly press conference on Capitol Hill. Now, news came out of the White House earlier today that the president would back a short-term funding legislation bill that was being pushed by Republicans on the Hill. President Donald Trump went to the Pentagon today where he warned it would be devastating for the military should the government shut down. The president also took time to talk about the economy and the news of Apple bringing more jobs back to the United States.
Yesterday, Apple, and now it was just announced that they're giving each employee a lot of money.
Currently, President Trump is taking a tour at an equipment company in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and then expected to deliver some remarks shortly after 3 o'clock Eastern Time. This is USA Radio News.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief. But the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort. Because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more. And stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Are you paying too much for your Medicare Part D prescriptions? At Walgreens, that's a question you won't have to ask. As a preferred pharmacy with many plans nationwide, Walgreens offers copays as low as $0 on select plans. So switching your prescriptions to Walgreens will be worth the trip. Millions of people have Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy in their network, so you could be saving big. Switch your prescriptions and start saving today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. $0 copays apply to Tier 1 generics.
Are you in business, not a member of the chamber? Come to the Hunterdon County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The Chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the Expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington on Thursday, November 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
All right. You know what? While I'm on the topic, trust me, we got to go a lot. We got to get into tax reform today. We promise we're going to get there. We're going to get into tax reform, and most certainly we've got to talk about immigration and the batting about that's going on in Washington, D.C. in regards to that. A couple other stories I want to hit on how the world works. And this one I found fascinating as well. I don't know if you heard this story this past week. But again, all of these stories I'm telling you right now are great ways to teach people. To teach people about exactly how the world works, how the free market works, how the economy works. Great examples. These are things I've got a 15-year-old, I've got a 13-year-old, and I have an 11-year-old. And I use these things with them to try to teach them how the world works. Now, there was a big controversy this past week regarding the actor Mark Wahlberg, who I happen to like a lot, I admit. I happen to like Mark Wahlberg a lot. I like his story. I like the fact that, you know, where he came from and how he turned his life around. The fact that he is a man of faith. He's someone who goes to church every day. I like the guy. I do. And I like, not all, but I like many of his films. Well, story came out this past week that Mark Wahlberg was paid $1.5 million for reshooting that movie. I was going to go see it, but everybody told me it was as boring could be. All the Money in the World. And it's about the Getty kidnapping. His co-star in the movie is Michelle Williams. Now, she got paid $1,000 for her additional work. Now, they had to reshoot the film because the studio said they got to remove any sight of Kevin Spacey from the movie. And they took him out and they replaced him with the actor Christopher Plummer. So, oh my God, it's not right. And the patriarchy and, oh my God, male privilege. And how can Mark Wahlberg get paid $1.5 million over Michelle Williams that got $1,000? Oh, Michelle Williams is not Mark Wahlberg. She's not. She's not Mark Wahlberg. She doesn't make the type of money that Mark Wahlberg makes studios. Michelle Williams is not going to be the headline of a summer blockbuster that pulls in $500 million worldwide. She's just not, that person, okay? So the reality of the situation is that Mark Wahlberg's time is more valuable. That's just how the world works. And you know what? I decide, you know what? I'll put myself in the same boat. I do 18 hours of radio a week. 18 hours of radio a week. The biggest talk radio star, arguably, in the country, Rush Limbaugh. He does 15 hours a week. Rush Limbaugh makes a hell of a lot more money in radio than I do. He's got more stations. It is what it is. Well, I work more than Rush does, so I should get paid more. No. That's not how the world works, people. You understand? And all of you Hollywood types and all you leftists out there, you know what I thought about it? I thought about it, all you Bernie Sanders-loving socialists out there. I said, fine. And I've thought about this before, and we've talked about this before in the program. I said, you know, we should take certain states here and just turn them into, like, socialists and see how it works out. I got a better idea. Much, much better idea. This'll work. I'm telling you right now. All of you Hollywood types are worried about equality and fair pay. Fine. What if from now on, everybody working, all members of the Screen Actors Guild, will get an hourly wage? That's it. You get an hourly wage, and it's the same. Whether you just got your SAG card, whether or not you've been around for a while, it's fair. We'll make it fair. So, yes, you work 5 hours in a film, you get paid the same amount, and you just started, and you're an extra. You get paid the same amount that Mark Wahlberg gets paid, and then we'll be equal. That is the system that you people keep talking about all the time. So you know what? Why don't you people in Hollywood try it out and see how that works out for you? Okay? Anyway. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. I couldn't help myself with that story. It bugged me to such a degree. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Mario and Pemba here for your local Auto Value Parts stores. There's no feeling quite like the one you get from driving on the open road. So whether I'm keeping my ride clean or running smooth, I've come to depend on the team at my local Auto Value Parts stores. And you can place your order anytime at autoparts2020.com.
We have batteries, brakes, bumpers, and more at your Auto Value Parts store,
where service is the difference.
We get it.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-594-1596. That's 800-594-1596. Again, 800-594-1596.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
You know, playing the theme song to Friends there, and it just made me think. You know what the highest paid person in television is today? Sofia Vergara. That's not right! Whoa. It's Sofia Vergara. Okay? It's a free market, people. Anyway, enough with that. Got to talk about tax reform. Yay! Taxes, more taxes. I spent way too much time last weekend working with the accounting arm of Markowski Investments. We partner with them. D'Onofrio Incorporated, they've got offices in New York, they've got offices in New Jersey, but they've got clients all over the country like we do, and we're going to be working with them very, very closely. I'm going to actually be bringing John on the program a lot. We're putting some things together because there's just a lot of confusion about the tax reform bill and what it means. And I've been speaking with clients and people around the country, and I'm here to tell you, people, everything that you were told that you're, oh, my God, it's tax cuts for the rich and you're taking money from poor people. But no, it's not. Why not that whole thing? If that was the case, don't you think they'd still be chirping about it? No. Basically, as we're going through and working with our clients, the people that are our wealthier clients almost universally are paying more. Okay? It's almost across the board. They're paying more. I explained this when the entire issue was being batted around. They keep talking about tax cuts. There's nothing to do with tax cuts. This is tax reform, which is meaning that they're giving here and they're taking there. They're shuffling things around. What we said from the get-go is that this is going to be excellent. Excellent in terms of business here in this country. And we needed to do this, without a doubt. We were not being competitive across the globe when it came to our tax code. And we're seeing the fruits from this already. In a story this past week, what was the latest one? Walmart's minimum wage is now $11 an hour. They're raising it to $11 an hour. And they said, because of the tax reform. Again, here's a prime example of trickle down right before everybody's eyes, and the left wingers out there be like, la, 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 I'm seeing it, but I don't want to believe it. No, it's against their religion. So the real fruit and where we're going to see the benefit from this tax reform is going to be in economic growth. It's going to be in economic growth, which is going to translate into people making more money, which is going to be good for everybody. But as far as taxes coming down, no, it's going to go mostly to the middle class. Mostly where it's going. It was kind of funny. It was Philip Raines, who served as a senior advisor to Hillary Clinton. for more than a decade. More than a decade. He advised Clinton on the lead-up to the presidential campaigns. He sat down with Washington interns and gave his assessment of the political landscape. Okay? And basically, he said that, in essence, that he's worried that all of the kids listening and all the youngsters are going to start voting Republican because they're going to see their taxes go down. He's worried that you're going to lose voters because their taxes are going to go down. Yeah, they are. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street. Another tequila sunrise,
staring slowly across the sky. Yeah, it's a summertime song. Hey, hopefully it'll thaw out the northeast here a little bit. It's warming up here a little bit. But, man, I live in Long Island, New York here. I grew up in upstate New York. And for people not familiar with really the state of New York, they automatically assume, you say, I'm from New York, they automatically assume you're from New York City. And I grew up 2 hours north of New York City, and I might as well have grown up in Kansas. It's just that far away. And the climate is extraordinarily different. Not to mention where I went to school out in the western part of New York, out in Syracuse, where it's brutal. But I'm here to tell you, I can't remember my entire life there being that long of a stretch like we had here in the Northeast of sub-zero temperatures. It was cold. But anyway, it is what it is. And you know what? It's winter, and there's this thing called weather. I actually have an article basically showing that this whole fallacy of extreme weather, which it is, it's a fallacy. And you take a look at it. They show the various different graphs of traumatic events, whether it be tornadoes, hurricanes, wildfires. And it looks, the graph over time, it looks like, you know, a heartbeat would on an EKG. Bum, 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 bum. And it's got like, you want to call it like a trading range. It goes up, it goes down. It goes up, it goes down. Nothing extreme. It is what it is. Anyway, our wars. New listeners to the program, I guess you might be surprised by this. We spent, and we do spend a great deal of time talking about foreign policy here on the program, or our lack thereof, in my opinion. We here in this country love our wars. And it's not just wars like the war on terror, Afghanistan, Iraq, Vietnam, wars on drugs, wars on poverty. We kind of put things in the form. Everything is the form of a war. Well, quickly, I want to talk about this regards to Afghanistan. And again, we've been screaming and yelling for a long time. I don't know why in God's creation we're still there. We have no business being there. We should have gotten the hell out a long time ago. But yet we're still there. And what is the number now? I think we've spent $877 billion in Afghanistan, including the funds devoted to nation-building efforts. And what, we spent close to $200 billion rebuilding that country, building it up, propping up the Afghan government? Well, as it turns out, Afghanistan also has $1 trillion plus in natural resources that need to be mined. Everything from copper to rare earth minerals. And guess what? Guess who's going to be mining? Guess who got the contract? The United States? No. No. They told us to take a long walk off a short pier. China. Yeah, China is getting all the contracts in Afghanistan to mine all of the resources there. There goes our $1 trillion down the drain. And I even think about the $1 trillion. Why don't we think about this? How about the 2,000, what is it, close to 2,300 American lives lost? The over 20,000 that were injured there? Yeah, that was worth it. Anyway, there's another war. Another war that, well, it cost a lot more. I believe this one cost a lot more than Afghanistan. It's a war on poverty. War on poverty, estimate close to $25 trillion since LBJ put that into full effect. Well, I'm here to give some kudos to the Trump administration. Trump administration issued guidance to states this past week that will allow them to compel people to work or prepare for jobs in order to receive Medicaid. Now, of course, oh my God, the leftists can't stand this. You read the articles, you know, Washington Post. Oh my God, this is the first time in a half a century this pillar of the nation's social safety net has been challenged. Right. The letter to state Medicaid directors opens the door for states to cut off Medicaid benefits to Americans unless they have a job, are in school, are a caregiver, or participate in other approved forms of community engagement. Why is that a bad thing? To me, this is one of the most noble things that you can do. You're giving people an opportunity to get their dignity back. Life is about overcoming obstacles and achieving goals. Why shouldn't we try to get these people back? Back into society, actually operating again. These, again, able-bodied individuals. You tell me that it's okay to just let these people sit and collect food stamps and collect free medical care because it's a social safety net put in together by LBJ? No! Welfare programs need to be judged based upon the amount of people that you get off them, not put on them. We need to do everything and anything we can. And you know, the funny thing is every state out there, every state out there that has put forth work requirements when it comes to food stamps has seen the amount of people on the rolls drop off. This should be applauded. So again, I'm giving kudos to the Trump administration on this one. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Free consultations with our certified financial planners. Our newsletter, consultations, healthcare planning kits, college planning kits, all there. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com or give us a call, 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
The most responsible thing we can do for our military and for the country is to keep the government open, pay our troops, put aside the games, move forward, and continue to negotiate with each other in good faith.
House Speaker Paul Ryan at his weekly press conference on Capitol Hill. Now, news came out of the White House earlier today that the president would back a short-term funding legislation bill that was being pushed by Republicans on the Hill. President Donald Trump went to the Pentagon today where he warned it would be devastating for the military should the government shut down. The president also took time to talk about the economy and the news of Apple bringing more jobs back to the United States.
Yesterday, Apple, and now it was just announced that they're giving each employee a lot of money.
And finally, the parents of 13 malnourished children were charged with torture and abuse. They could face up to life in prison. For all of these stories and more, please check out USARadio.com. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-361-4221. That's 800-361-4221. 800-361-4221. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Today, the Senate voted 65-34 to reauthorize Section 702 of the FISA Act. Now, the debate had been very passionate on this. Take a listen as Senator Tom Cotton, a fan of the bill, explains why he is so much in favor of this bill.
It's one of the best tools we have for detecting and preventing terrorist attacks.
against our country, and it has a long track record of success. It's one reason, for instance, that Najibullah Zazi today is not a household name, but yet just another bin Laden wannabe sitting behind bars. He was planning to blow up the New York City subway system, but he never got the chance because our intelligence community and law enforcement professionals stopped him in his tracks by information using Section 702.
A U.S. Marshal was killed and at least two other officials were wounded Thursday morning in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, when gunfire erupted during the service of a warrant. That's according to the mayor. A news conference with more details is scheduled to begin any minute. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call